AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Family and friends around the country are gathering for Thanksgiving meals. A lot of football is also on the menu, and shopping starts tomorrow. Some analysts predict that inflation will tamp down on buying this year. The day kicked off for millions with New York City's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Pleasant conditions this year in New York.
I am so thankful that we had sunshine and beautiful weather this year.
Brittany Berkey and her family enjoying the festivities. But for some families, the holidays filled with grief, with mass shootings in Colorado and Chesapeake, Virginia. President Biden called out for gun control today.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value.
A new worker at the Walmart where the manager allegedly opened fire says he called her by name and told her to run. But for others, it was like he was hunting his victims.
What I do know is that he made sure who he wanted dead was dead.
There's been a fatal police-involved shooting in Buffalo, Oklahoma today. A 30-year-old suspect was killed, allegedly trying to enter a building with a shotgun. Deputies say he opened fire on them and then was killed when they returned fire. Ford Motors announces a recall on some Broncos and Escapes because of a fire hazard. More from our Rita Foley.
A cracked fuel injector can spill fuel and cause fires. The recall covers late-model Broncos Sport and Escape SUVs, the 2020 through 2023 model years.
The new owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, says he's granting amnesty to those who've had their accounts suspended. Online safety experts, though, are predicting this will spur an increase in harassment, hate speech, and misinformation on the platform. This is AP News. An annual protest today in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
The United American Indians of New England have declared Thanksgiving Day to be a national day of mourning.
Members of the Wampanoag tribe mourn the arrival of the colonists, accusing them of bringing illness, racism, and oppression to Native American people. This is Kisha James.
When people celebrate the myth of Thanksgiving, they are not only erasing our genocide, but also celebrating it.
A Native American woman from Alaska is being sent back to Congress. Representative Mary Paltola has been elected to a full term in the House. She won a special election to the seat vacated by the death. First, she won a special election after the death of longtime Republican Don Young in March. And then she defeated a number of Republicans this month, including former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.